Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know what I titled my last video that came out yesterday?
What?
I'm proposing in 7 days.
Are you?
Yeah.
Damn it!
Why?
Man,
what did you start so violent?
I went to the freaking dentist.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm on my second set of veneers, right?
I did not know that.
So I went to Columbia.
Oh,
got
yes,
the
I did
sucky
know that.
Ones.
Yes.
I changed those immediately.
Yeah, it looked like white chiclets.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now I have these. They look a lot better, but they still look fake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're like, they're not like, they don't look, they just look obviously veneers. So then Alexis got hit up on Instagram by this super doctor that works with everybody, Kim Kardashian, everybody.
Super doctor, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, super dentist doctor. And he's in Beverly Hills. He's very like, you know. And so he was like, hey, we want to offer you a free cleaning for a story. She's like, cool. So she went there. $750 cleaning. I was like, damn.
Whoa.
But it was free.
Okay.
So then she was like, you should come and just pick his brain about your veneers. I was like, okay. So I went. I met this guy. He's awesome. We're talking. I was like, I just want your honest opinion on my teeth. And he was like, let me see. And he looked at my mouth and he was like, all right, you want my honest opinion, man? They look super fake. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, look at my teeth. And I was like, your teeth look great. And he's like, they're veneers. And I was like, no way.
But it looked like.
Yeah.
Like
they didn't look like. They Whoa. Didn't look fake at all. I was like, what? So I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's just we're like, there's levels to this. You went to like a regular doctor, right? You went to Columbia. That's the lowest level.
Oh my gosh.
Then you went to your doctor, which is like the average level that everybody like
yeah.
for cheap veneers. And he was like, how much for yours? Mine are like 20,000 for these teeth. And he was
yeah.
like, it's like, yeah. And the price is like why they look fake. And
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, how much are if I had them done here? And he was like, each tooth. $3,500 because he Whoa. Says he has artists that sculpt the tooth and make it and like they customize it for each person so it looks perfect. And I was like, what? And
how much is that total
to do all my teeth?
Yeah.
$115,000.
Jeez, dog.
And I was like, I cannot do that. Dang it, man. I was like, oh, if I just would have gone there when I had money, if I'd gone there for my second set instead of going to my regular
yeah.
dentist, I would have been good. But now I don't have that.
You can just do every other teeth.
Facts. Well, he said you could just do the top one and then the bottom one. But I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll think about it and I'll reach back out and we'll figure something
wow.
out. Because he said he's down to do like a influencer, like for a discount, but
yeah.
I was like, okay, let's just
jeez, dog.
Let's circle back to that in a few months and see where we're at.
Well, speaking of dentists, I might get braces.
Really?
Yeah, because I have
Invisalign or braces.
Whatever is better, honestly. I have the habit of like biting my tongue,
yeah.
and my lips. Like I just bit it the other day. Look at it.
Oh, is it for your overbite?
Yeah.
Again, is that from the old one or that's recent?
This is like 2 days ago.
Oh,
same spot. I keep doing that. It happens like every other week.
Yeah.
And it's just painful.
Yeah.
So.
I think Invisalign is good because your teeth are not.
Yeah.
You know, braces are like heavy duty.
Because I have a huge overbite.
Is that what it's going to fix?
Yeah. It's going to fix my grinding at night. It's going to fix biting my tongue and lips all the time.
I feel like it's also going to.
Fix your jawline?
Give you a jawline.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's
going to
bring your chin out a little more. So it'll be a little bit more pronounced.
Like,
so you just. What if it changes your whole structure of your face and you love it?
What do you mean?
What if you love it?
The braces?
And no, your jawline. What if it like protrudes out?
Oh, that'd be
then,
great. That'd be awesome.
But what if you hate it?
It's okay. At least I don't bite my tongue.
Ah.
I think that's more important.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. It's just annoying, man. Just biting your tongue over and over again. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
But I would want brace face. That would be awesome too. It's a little middles. No, I just know that's a term.
Oh, yeah. It was an old TV show on Nickelodeon. It's like old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like a freaking Jimmy from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
I was trying to one-up your story, but yours is better. But I do need braces, though.
You know what I titled my last video that came out yesterday?
What?
I'm proposing in 7 days.
Are you?
Yeah. I am in 7 days. The next video, next Saturday, I'm proposing in that video.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So in yesterday's video, I did freaking, I went ring shopping.
Uh-huh.
I met with this guy named Jean Dussault.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know how big a deal he was until I told people I was working with Jean Dussault.
Uh-huh.
And they were like,
who's that?
Oh,
who's that?
Oh. So he is the great grandson of Louis Cartier. Of Cartier rings.
The cool, the gold thing that you can screw in and will never come off. Yeah.
Cartier is like a whole, this is a high-end design. So he's related, and he has his own little boutique in freaking Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to work, I was shopping around. My team was like shooting out, like, hey, this is what he wants to do. This is his story. This is the song he's going to use, all this stuff. And so they went to different people, and some people were like, oh, we'll give you a discount. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I want to work with you. And then my team was like, you should really work with him. And I was like, okay. So then I went to the boutique. He shut it down. Like, nobody was in there. It was locked. It was closed for the day or for however long I was there. And then he unlocked the door when I got there and then locked it behind me. And then we just talked and we just, like, were vibing. And he was such a cool guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I came in and I was like, hey. And he's like, hey, so you need a ring? I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, okay. And then he tripped. And I was like, oh.
He tripped.
Yeah, he tripped really a little bit. And I was like, oh, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, I gotta grab something. He went to go grab something. He came back. He tripped again.
Wait, really?
And then I was like, oh. And he's like, oh.
Was that like a PR stunt or something?
No, no. And he was
or
like,
he was just clumsy?
No, no. He was like, hey, man, I've never done this before in 30 years of working with rings and stuff.
Yeah.
But can I take my shoes off? And I was like, what? And then he's like, do you mind if I take my shoes off? I was like, he's like, I don't have socks on. I was like, no, it's fine. And he's like, okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
And he took his shoes off. And then it was one of these red bottoms, like super expensive, nice shoes. And he's like, look at this. And the tongue was like, the bottom of it was broken.
Oh.
So he kept tripping. And he's like, well, look at this. Look
at
this shoe.
That's why.
And then I was like, whoa. And then from there, it was just awesome. And we started talking about the ring design, what I wanted, and I was like, can we put my blood in it? He's like, that's the coolest idea I've ever heard of, but probably not.
Oh, man.
Because the blood's going to oxidize. And then...
That's crazy. That's blood?
Yeah,
that's crazy,
like, can I put my blood in it? Because, like, why not? That'd be cool.
Yeah,
to have
yeah.
my blood in her ring.
Yeah.
So then he's like, can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. So we settled on something else that I can't say yet because it didn't come out in the video.
Oh.
But I did wasabify it a little bit.
Mm.
So to make it unique, make it all like there's no other ring like it, but so we designed it. He's like, okay, I'll get started on it. And then I went to JC's wedding, JC Kalen and Chelsea.
Uh huh.
And that was a beautiful wedding. It was fun. It was every wedding I go to with Alexis, I say we're practicing. We're practicing.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, let's go. So we're practice wedding. And then after that, on my own, I went to go pick up the ring. And he was like, here we go. And he was like doing a photo shoot. He's like, can you meet me at my photo shoot? I was like, yeah. And then he gave it to me and I was like, oh. And so I have it now.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
No, I don't have it on me.
Oh, okay. But, okay. Dang, bro.
I do have it now. And I'm going to propose next week.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Does that mean your journey to the one is over?
Yeah. This is the climax. This is it. This is how I start my life. This is what I've been searching for my whole YouTube vlogging journey.
The one.
The one.
And that was, what's next? The two?
That's it. And then.
Dang, bro.
And then
you can finally retire YouTube.
And then a kid.
Oh.
Hopefully one day.
Are you telling me something?
No.
Kids
no,
on
no,
the way?
No. I'm just hoping. I
okay.
Just like, but when you're engaged and you're engaged for a year or two and then you have to get married, and then that's a whole exhausting thing. And then you get married, and then you want to be married for a year, and then you have a baby. So it's probably at least 2 years minimum.
True. What if it happens
years
sooner?
Maximum. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I would love to accidentally get pregnant. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Are you telling me something?
No. I want to. So I don't know. What about you? When you've been married for how long now?
2 years.
That's exactly what I just said of my time frame.
What, 2 years?
So yeah, I said 1 or 2 years married, and then you have a kid.
Oh, okay. Well, Tori Kelly's pregnant. You know that? Oh, we said in the last last thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to freaking make a baby, dude.
Mm-mm.
We've been practicing for
What?
What?
Have you been trying?
We've been trying.
For how long?
6 months.
I feel like that's average, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I mean, you hear about those people that do it like one time and then pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
But then I feel like average is within 6 months of trying.
Yeah, so here we go. Fingers crossed.
Now I want to freaking ChatGPT that.
What? The average, what? How do you even chat? When is the strongest? Right?
What?
Because I heard it really relies on the dad.
What's the average time span of getting pregnant when trying? Right? Oh, I don't know. Is there a certain, like, when the moon's high in the sky or something?
I don't know. When you're fat as then you go?
Okay. Fat? What? Okay, it says... Okay, for healthy couples under 35, it is considered normal to take up to a year.
Whoa. It
says age. Key factors, age. Fertility declines more noticeably after 35.
Okay, so a year. If we don't get pregnant in a year.
That's for the boy or the girl?
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's both.
So if we're saying in a year and we're not pregnant, then we would have to... move to another country and try there. Maybe it's the air, you know?
Maybe it's the air pollution, smog, LA smog.
Yeah, that's true. Thing. That's true.
It says about 30% of couples conceive within the first month, 60% within the first 3 months.
How many percent in the first month? Sorry.
30.
Okay.
And then 60% conceive in the first within 3 months, 80% conceive within 6 months,
uh-huh.
And 85% to 90% conceive within a year.
Oh, we're going to be that.
So it's been how long now? 6 months?
6 months. Since January.
So how long until it's like, okay, you're pregnant, and how long until the test can tell you? Like a day?
I have no idea, bro. We're not even pregnant yet.
Yeah, but I want to know how fast, how soon.
It has to be, I'm going to say like a week.
I would say a day.
Because
no, 2 days, 2 days.
Because it has to split, turn into zygote, and do all that stuff in the embryo.
Okay, here it is. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can detect a pregnancy about 10 to 14 days after conception. So you might be right now and you don't even know.
Yeah, you too.
Ooh. That'd be crazy. What are we both at the same time?
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. That would put that on the list, on our random list.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. That would be crazy.
What if they switch at birth and I accidentally raise yours and you accidentally raise mine, and then we don't know until they hit 18, and then we're like, wait, they kind of look like me.
Bruh, that we would be the dumbest humans in the world if we let that slip, honestly, bro. You're like, why are you brown? Why are you so dark?
Or would it be the greatest prank ever on the kids?
Oh, that's true. Like,
oh, and then while they're packing their stuff up, they're like, that was a good one, Dad.
That was a good one, Dad.
And then we just switch them.
They switch, like, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Anyways, that's the timeline. Next year will be... I feel like the next 2 years will be freaking monumental shift.
Yeah. I'm going to propose, and then I'll get married, and then you're going to have a baby, then I'm going to have a baby, and then Aaron and Ronnie are going to have a baby, That's crazy.
Would you move, I guess? Would you move?
To where?
I don't know. Because, you know, when parents have kids, their whole life shifts according to the baby. Mm-hmm. Like school. Mm-hmm. You go look over the schools, daycare, just environment.
Mm-hmm. It sucks that you have to, wake up every day at five years old.
Yeah.
To go to school.
Yeah.
Early. Uh-huh. You have to get ready. You got to pack everything and go to school. You do that for freaking 12, no, including college.
Yeah.
Like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like 8 to 12 years off of school.
Yep.
And then you have to do it again for another
freaking
16 years. Yeah.
Yeah, for the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to get up and you're not even going to school.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I low-key miss it. I miss waking up that early. Not going to school, but just like waking up, waiting for the day. I always envied, as a child and like a middle school or high schooler, I envied people who didn't have to go to school.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, why I gotta do this?
At least we can like, we just have to get up, drink coffee, get this them ready, yeah. drop them off, and be like, yeah, now yeah, I get some time like, off.
Exactly.
From the kids.
I envied like my parents from like, you know, not dealing with all the bullshit at school, yeah. the subjects. They're just like working. At least I'm working. I'm just chilling. I didn't have to learn.
You know, what do you think when you do have a kid, what do you think you're going to, because I have friends that have a baby now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always hear people are like, oh, I'm not going to let anybody hold my baby. This is my baby. Like,
yeah.
But then, like, I go over to my friend's house, and they're like, yeah, you want to hold the baby? Here. And even when me and Alexis aren't holding the baby, they're talking between each other, like, here. And they're like, here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because imagine 24-7, you got to hold that baby. Bro. It's tiring. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to let anybody hold my baby.
Any break. Yeah. I think as parents, you're going to understand more like, yeah. oh, yeah, give me the baby. Oh, I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Like right now, we don't really know
yeah.
like the life. We kind of know, but not really know to the extent of like experience.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to feed the baby every 2 hours for the
Even
first 3 months.
Sleeping?
No, you have to wake them up and feed them.
What? And
yes.
then you have to put them back to sleep?
Yes.
And then every 2 hours?
Every two, three hours.
How is that? How are they going to get
first
good
3 months.
Sleep?
They don't. They need nutrients first before sleep. Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
So that's why parents are sleepless the first 3 months.
Oh, yeah. I saw that it says don't plan anything. Don't plan a haircut. Don't
nope.
plan a massage. Don't plan a lunch. Mm-mm. You don't have time for any of that.
No.
That's crazy.
You do. You have 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, what you can do is like, you know, feed the baby and then
Damn,
go so out for like a nice little dinner with your significant and then got to go back to real life. That's
what time do babies go to sleep?
You don't know.
No, I mean, what time are you supposed to try to put them to sleep at night?
I don't know.
I'm guessing at like 7.
I think whatever your routine is, you have to let the baby adjust to your routine.
Oh.
So if you sleep at like, you know, 10, 12, you have to kind of slowly adapt the baby to the routine. But it just sucks, bro, because if you sleep at midnight,
yeah,
you have to set alarms every 2 hours, 2-3 hours, so you have to get up at 2 a.m.
That's why maternity leave makes so much sense, because you don't have time.
Yeah,
for, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be exhausted. So do you take turns? Like, would you take turns?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's basically breast milk or whatever. I mean, I would do my best to let Monette sleep if that's the case,
yeah.
dude. Like, have the breast milk in the bottle. I'll do
yeah.
all the work, let her sleep. That's why people have night nurses, dude.
I think I'm going to do that, at least for the first, like, couple months.
Yeah. Like,
just so we get
once
adjusted
a week,
to it, yeah.
Once a week, twice a week, I don't know. But, like you said, you mentioned it, like, when we mentioned night nurses before. Like, you want to be 100 for the child.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, if you're getting up every 2 hours and in the daytime, you're just as tired and
yeah.
you're just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to pick up on that. They see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but just prepare, you know?
Yeah.
Newborn, the first 3 months, no joke, bro.
No.
Yeah. It's good. Have you seen the freaking videos of like babies, like within like the first day versus 3 months
oh, yeah,
versus
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah.
It's a huge change.
From like the first day, they look like little aliens.
Yeah.
And then in 2 months, they look like human babies. And they're like, whoa.
And then 6 months, they're like all up like this.
Yeah, it's like freaking Caterpie and then Metapod and then Butterfree.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's babies grow fast.
It's
dude.
So fast. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I want to document shit out of it because they're going to change so fast. I'm like, oh,
I
feel like I'm going to be so tired now.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm going to get a night nurse and a social media
just to do it.
Expert. Yeah.
Because like the one thing my mom always like talks about is like, I miss when you were a child.
Yeah.
It's like, it goes by so fast. Time flies. It really will.
And that's what my mom said. And then she had Andrew.
Oh, wow.
And then she's like, yes, I get to do it again.
Yeah. And then time flies again.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy every... I think I'm going to film every single day of the baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to post it or anything, maybe private, but just put it in a hard drive and then just rewatch it. I think that's the goal.
I think you post it. Why not? A lot of people are like, don't want to post their baby, but I don't know. I just think it's just the world now. Like, everything's on camera. Everything, even when you're just walking on the sidewalk, you're being filmed by a security camera.
Yeah, but
so,
it's private,
I don't
though.
Know. It's what?
It's private.
Yeah, it's private. Footage. Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to do anything with the baby without their permission, I guess.
Oh, you got to wait till they talk?
Yeah.
When they can say yes, then, yeah. You, then you'll like, start posting?
Yes. Oh, I got permission. I got permission on that. Let's go. We're posting every single day of
the Yeah. Well, damn, I'm at the very beginning of this whole process. I'm the engagement.
Yeah.
I'm proposing.
Yeah. It'll go by fast.
Yeah.
Time will fly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you've been married for 2 years.
Yeah, two
That's
years.
That's crazy. Your wedding was 2 years ago?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Damn. Andrew, I told Andrew that I'm proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my little brother. He's 12 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get started on my speech. And I was like, what?
Huh?
I was like, we're not even engaged. I was like, you gotta wait till like we're married. Like, it's like a year until I even like until the wedding. And he's
yeah.
like, yeah, but you were Aaron's best man. So I'm assuming I'm gonna be your best man and then Aaron's gonna be my best man. And I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, so I gotta get started on it. And I was like, what? I was like, it's a year away. And then, but he's been asking me about like, he's like, do you have the rough drafts of your speech for Roy's wedding and Aaron's wedding? And I was like, I don't know. I can check.
Yeah.
Cause he knows I do notes every day.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I do. And I sent them both to him.
Oh, no
and he
way.
Was like, oh.
She's already getting ready for a speech.
Yeah. And
he's excited.
Like, he's like, how long is it supposed to be? And I was like, I don't know. I think 5 minutes max. And like, but maybe that's pretty long.
Yeah.
And then, he was like, how long were you? I was like, 5 minutes. He's like, how'd you know? I was like, well, I practiced it, but I also put it
in. Oh my gosh.
I wrote it, then I put it in ChatGPT, and I was like, make this 5 minutes. Or like, so cut it down if you need to, or add more
yeah.
if you need to, embellish more on certain parts. And then it did that. And then he's like, oh, okay, good, 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 good.
Damn.
But he's been asking a lot about my storytelling process, because I told him a lot about the 8-video series I'm doing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your storytelling process? You're so good at telling stories. And then I was like, Andrew, here. And I looked at my notes and I showed him one and it was like crazy long. And he's like, whoa, you put all the thought into that?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Andrew, this is one out of thousands in my phone. And he was like, what? And I was like, here, scroll through. And he was like, what? Just scripts
Damn,
and ideas and scenarios.
Bro.
Let me see that.
Let me see that. Just a little snippet.
Okay, let me find one for you.
Because your notes is basically your mind.
Yeah.
Your notes app. This is what goes
I'm gonna
through
just
your mind.
Go way back and
yeah,
find
go,
something.
Whoa. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I need to write more notes.
There's
all
January
I have is,
to
all
do.
I have is like bathroom codes.
there's a lot of like scripts. Oh. Oh, here's a random one. When I was getting ready for my Deji fight, I didn't even read it. I just saw it said Deji.
Oh, Deji Remax.
Oh, yeah.
Bet that if I lose,
oh,
I'll quit.
Oh, yeah, don't say it. Is it saying what I think it's going to say?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is it. Okay,
no,
yeah,
no,
well,
no,
we
no.
can say it. Because, yeah, we can say it. Let's
okay.
hear you say it.
Okay. What the heck?
This is
what
if the Deji rematch ever happened. What's the date on this?
This is November 15, 2024.
Okay. So this is what
this
I was going to do.
This is great. This is a coincidence.
Yeah.
The topic.
Yeah.
It's like, bet that if I lose, I'll quit YouTube. But if I win, you have to be a groomsman at my wedding.
That would have gone viral. They would have been like, oh, shit. ESPN and SportsCenter would have been like, yo.
He's a groomsman.
He has to be his groomsman.
That's funny. I feel like he would be a good groomsman.
I think he would, too.
He's a very
he's
chill.
A good guy.
He's a chill dude.
I just thought it'd be so funny, and he would be so caught off guard.
He's like, what?
Like, what
the fuck? Alex, what's up, B?
And I thought, I was like, oh, it'd be cool because... he was like the first person I ever boxed. It makes sense. We're doing
yeah.
a rematch and it's probably going to be like, so I thought if the rematch ever happened, that would be a great bet.
That would be a
yeah.
funny bet, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking groomsman for Alex Wasabi.
Yeah.
What the fucking bloody hell? That's what
yeah.
he would say.
I actually just talked to him on FaceTime the other day.
No way.
Yeah.
You guys tight like that?
I got his reaction to the dad song.
What?
I was like, hey.
You
I was,
filmed him reacting
so
to
So I got a bunch of people. I called a bunch of YouTubers, a bunch of friends, family.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can I play this song for you? It's the first song I ever wrote and sang.
Yeah.
And I want to see what you think.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked everybody. And then I was like, that'd be crazy if Deji said he was down. So I DM'd him and I was like, yo, man, I was going to ask you, can I ask you for a favor? He's like, what? He's like, whoa. I was like,
whoa.
I made a song asking my girlfriend's dad's permission to marry her. And I wanted to see what you think. And he's like, ha, 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 why me? And I said,
why me?
He said, why me? No, and then I said, like I said, because if I was going to get an honest reaction to a song, who would give me a more honest reaction than you? And he was like, bet. I'm down. I'll be home in an hour.
Ah, tight.
And so, yeah, I'm excited for people to see that, too. That's part of the series.
Oh.
Yeah. So now you get a little sneak peek, a little sneak peek.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. I'm excited. Cool, cool, cool. This fucking sucks.
Yeah. And then I didn't call you for that video.
Huh?
I didn't call you for that video. For your reaction to the song.
You got mine in real life, but you didn't film it, though.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
But there's another reason.
Huh?
Because I need your help for the proposal.
Because you, Alex Wasabi, is asking me to help with the proposal.
Because you failed on the asking the parents.
Yeah.
So now I need you to make up for it.
I'd be honored, bro. I am freaking out. My wrist. Oh. Good thing I got the Wintangao. I'd be honored.
Okay.
My brother.
All right.
Dang.
Yeah. You going to help me with the proposal?
What do you need? What you need?
Seven days, right? I'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Bet.
So we gotta film it tomorrow.
Fucking Alex Wasabi, always last minute. I'd be honored, my guy. Honored. Damn, when do we get started?
We'll talk about it right after.
This guy's in tomorrow.
I got it all planned out. Don't worry. I got it all planned out.
I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I'm not going.
No, it's at the doctor's appointment.
No, you're lying. No. You're lying.
It's not. No.
This guy is freaking trolling, dude. All right, tight.
We got to film it tomorrow, and then we have to... And, like, I got to make sure she doesn't see this podcast. Which will be easy.
How are you going to do that? Just throw away the TVs and phones and stuff?
Can we just block her from the channel?
Just tell her not to watch. Just tell her don't watch anything on the podcast.
She'll be like, don't watch it. And then, so tomorrow, then she can watch it the next day.
Okay.
So tomorrow, we got to do it, but it's got to be, we got to make sure we do it because I got to send it to the editors and then have it done by Saturday.
Okay.
So tomorrow.
Damn, okay. Why are you so last minute?
It's ADHD. I just learned to live with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
You should definitely ask Deji to be your groomsman. That would be the funniest.
It would be so good. I think he would be down, too.
He would be down.
I really do.
He'd be laughing.
Yeah, he'd be like, why am I here? Yeah. I gotta see if it does turn out, because, you know, a lot of times you match the bride and the groom. So if she has a bunch... And I have, like, I'm out. I'll ask Deji.
Okay, tight.
So right. if I have one more spot and I'm like, I don't know. Or if somebody drops out, I bet he would do it, like, within a month's notice. He'd be like, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, tight. That's cool. That's funny.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Just, hit me up. What time tomorrow?
Just be ready. Just clear your schedule.
I gotta be prepared. I'm not as spontaneous. Okay, fine. For you? Sure.
Well, that reminds me of something. Did I do that in a video? In a Wasabi, old Wasabi video?
Richard.
Oh, yeah. I got pee. Yeah. He does. Oh, when he owned Japan, 47 running.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, you know what Andrew is scared of?
Commitment?
What else is he scared of?
Sorry, Andrew, I love you.
He's scared of how I'm going to ask him to be his best man or be my best man.
Wait, he is scared?
He's scared. He's like, how are you going to do it? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you just did this whole elaborate thing. And so I'm assuming you're going to ask me in a crazy way. I was like, no.
Do you have any ideas?
I got a couple.
Is it going to be elaborate or simple?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be super simple. I'll probably just text him.
That would throw him off.
Yeah.
He'd
be like, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, I guess that's a good fear to have since you know me. Something will probably happen.
The fear of Alex?
Yeah. Of just like, it's going to be a good thing, but he's like, what is going to happen? Are you just going to, like, something's going to happen?
Oh my God.
What if I like buy him a house and then we go to the house and the house blows up and he's like, oh. And then in it is just like these words, like on a stand that says, "Will you be my best man?"
That would be a waste of money, but I'll root for that. Okay. I will root for that.
We'll see. You know, I told Alexis before, I was like, hey, when we get married, what if we get married every year on our anniversary? And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, but it wouldn't be like extravagant. It would be like a little wedding. And we don't invite like a ton of people, but every year we can invite new people. So if like friends get butt hurt because they didn't get invited, yeah, we'll just invite them to the next one. But each one can have a theme. Like one could be an anime theme.
Isn't just that's just like an anniversary party.
Yeah. It's just elaborate, and we just wear our outfits every year.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I saw it, what made me think of it is I saw a post of this couple would be like, oh, we've been doing this for 10 years. They wear what they wore on their wedding for that night. If they go on a date or something, they just wear their outfits. That way they could wear it again. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, but what if we one up that? Yeah.
Biggest one upper I know.
With good intentions. But I think that would be cool.
Uh-huh.
Because then we could be like, we could do like a Hawaii, like a little Hawaii one.
That's true. What if you can't fit your outfit anymore? I definitely can't with mine. Plus, I rip my pants.
Well, it'd be a good health thing. Like every year, you know it's coming. You get fit again, so you can wear the clothes. Yeah,
okay, true.
So then that way you can like reverse it. But okay. I don't know. It'd be cool. We could do one in North Carolina. We could do one here. We could do one in Boston. We could do one in Hawaii.
Yeah,
we could do an anime theme. We could do an other theme.
Yeah, definitely could.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool. And if like, if it does well, hopefully we can get it sponsored.
Oh.
So like, I feel like a little extravagant, like a little wedding that's like themed, probably 15,000.
Yeah.
We could find a brand that would.
Oh, okay. I thought
like Jollibee
people
would be like, yeah, here's 15,000. Just like have the mascot officiate the wedding. They're like, done.
You're going to do weddings over and over again?
I think
same,
that'd be cool.
Like
love
ceremonies?
I love speeches. I would love to give her, I would love to renew our vows every single year.
Yeah.
Aww. And like, and it's not, it's just one day. And like,
that would be cool.
Yeah. And it's not going to be as crazy as a real big wedding.
Yeah.
And we're not going to invite everybody.
Yeah.
But you can go to, you can be invited to everyone.
Yeah.
You're like, what time? Oh, is it? Oh, it's, oh, it's that time of year again.
It's that time of year again.
Like, when's he going to ask me to be his best man? I'm going to have a new, everybody's going to be my best man.
I don't want to give speeches every year if that happens though.
No. You're not going to be my best man every year, but you can be them for some of the years.
Okay.
Because you're going to be just a groomsman for the real one because my brother's.
Yeah.
But then on the next one, you could be.
Okay, if I were to give a speech, it's good, something like this. It's off the bat, okay?
Okay.
Like, hey, everybody. I just want to start off my speech by saying, for you who don't know me, my name is Roy. I've known Alex ever since he was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you wrapped your speech in my freaking thing? You did. I was
I
like,
didn't wrap
the?
It. I rhymed it.
You rhymed it.
I have it. Should
you
I read it?
Okay.
I just said it
before you went up this. Okay. So Alex has always been in a journey to find his true love. And I told him he found it with me. He said, nah, man, that's not true love. I'm like, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then he found Alexis. That is true love.
Yeah. He should be like, I told him I was his true love. And he said, not with that overbite.
Not with that overbite. So I got Invisalign. You see this crowd? You see this crowd? I have Invisalign because of this guy.
Yeah.
He fueled my insecurities.
I'm so excited for you. I wonder how long it takes for Invisalign to fix overbite.
No question. I mean, I don't know. Why did I say that?
I can check.
Yeah, please. Okay. Maybe 2 years. I'm going to say 2 years. Because every time I see brace faces in middle school, they usually have it for 2 years.
Oh, mild overbite, moderate or severe overbite? Which one do you think?
I think moderate, dude.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Shut your chest, dog.
I didn't say severe.
You said moderate. I think so, too. But a little severe, but okay. That's what I thought. Shut up. I know what you meant. Don't do this. Stop. I know what you meant. Stop.
I'm sweating.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. I forgive you.
All right. Okay. It says a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay.
But
I know what you meant. I'm not over it yet. Give me, let me bask in this. Okay, I forgive you now. Okay, a year and a half. Okay, yeah. To fix my moderate.
A year and a half. Moderate to use, one. But I don't think Invisalign. I think you can take it in and out, right?
22. When do you take it out to eat?
Probably to clean it, to eat.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
My dad has it right now. I forgot.
Playing Fortnite?
Yeah, and he doesn't eat on camera because he has to take it out and then eat.
How long
and,
has your dad have it?
I think it's just like 6 months now, maybe. Oh, but should we ask him about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Is he playing Fortnite right now?
Yeah, he could be. Let me call him.
Dang.
Oh, he must not have service right now.
Mm.
Well, that's okay. Oh, let me look at the speech. That was crazy. Okay, the rhyming part is like, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming out today for the celebration of love. But most of all, thank you, Roy and Monette, for providing everybody with an amazing day together. For those who don't... Oh, here it is. For those of you that don't know me, I am Roy's older other brother from another Filipino mother. And I'm here to tell you I'm like no other. Because from what you're about to discover... My speech about to be smooth like butter.
This is when Monet and I looked at each other like,
and then Alexis,
is this bitch rhyming right now?
and then I had a plant in the audience and Alexis said, what? And I said, did I stutter? I was like, you have to say it right after I say smooth as butter. You have to say what? So I can say, did I stutter? And it'll rhyme. And she's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. And I was like, just trust me. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
He's always bringing people into shenanigans. Just like how I'm randomly helping him with his proposal tomorrow. I guess he can't say no.
And then I was like, oh, my speech about to be smooth like butter. What? Did I stutter? Now let's talk about these two star-crossed lovers.
Mm.
And then I talked about you guys. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I thought it was good too. It was funny. Very unique. Very Alex Wasabi of him. I was like, oh.
That was funny because when he asked me to be, he actually filmed asking me to be his groomsman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, did you ever post that or no?
No, I got to find that.
He asked me and then I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They were talking about the wedding and I was like, hey, man, I know I'm not the best man, but can I do a speech? And then I didn't know what he's going to say, but he was like, would you? And I was like, can I? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then he was excited about it. So I was like, oh, I got to rhyme.
That's the first thing in your mind. Yes, rhyme time.
I was so excited because I was like, I don't want to steal any thunder and I'm not the best man, but I do. It's like you and Aaron are one of the two most important like people or weddings I'm going to go to.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I hope I get to do one. And yeah. I was nervous.
Yeah, I would be too, bro. Any speeches, like intimate, like settings like that, I get more nervous than that than like a freaking crowd.
Yeah, I usually, my handshake.
Oh.
My handshake, like usually like I'm fine. I won't stutter. I won't like slip up, but I can't stop my hands from shaking.
Whoa.
Like, so if my hands are shaking, you know, you can guarantee I practiced whatever I'm saying a million times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did your handshake for Aaron's too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something about intimate settings, bro. It's and especially like close people.
Yeah. It's not like just talking to a YouTube audience. It's talking to your whole life. That's, like, they're from my childhood. Yeah. These are my cousins. Those are like everybody is.
They know. They know you. So if you fuck up, they'll make fun of you, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you didn't. So no one doesn't want you anymore. Sure. Oh, man. What a freaking day.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
I gotta wake up early tomorrow.
I'm excited for the next podcast when we can talk about how the proposal went.
Yeah, I'm excited to tell me what I'm supposed to do.
It's not too much. It's more like you're like my inside guy.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
His not too much is a lot.
Yeah. It's not as much as what I have to do.
Okay.
So, but probably second.
All right. Tune in next week. I really want to figure this out.
Yeah.
You're giving me no time right now.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say who do we want sponsored? Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
Mine, Wonder.
Invisalign.
Jollibee.
That's it. Just Invisalign.
Jollibee, Invisalign, and whatever the first one, Wonder.
I moderately like Invisalign. Maybe severely.
Why? I didn't say severe. Callie, I didn't.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.